This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Who created the moon?
He's Allah Almighty, who runs the rivers and lakes.
He's Allah Almighty,
who runs the clouds full of rain.
He's Allah Almighty, who forgives us when we commit many sins.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalam ala rasulihil kareem, wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wa'alamu anna allaha ghafurun haleem, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Sanurihim ayatina fil afaqi wa fi anfusihim, hatta yatabayyana lahum annahu alhaq, awalam yakfi bi rabbika annahu ala kulli shay'in shahid. Rabbi shrah li sadri وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي وَحْلُلْ أُقْدَةً مِنْ لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي. Dear viewers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to another episode of Know Your Lord. In the last session, we dealt with the subject, Does Lord Exist? Under the program, Know Your Lord. And we dealt it based on reason, logic, rational, science, and the scripture, and proved, alhamdulillah, that God does exist. In this episode, we shall deal with two essential questions, and that is, why and how do we know our Lord? These two questions, why and how do we know our Lord, are very significant, because a person who asks this question shows that he is interested in knowing Allah Almighty, in knowing His Lord. And he would also reason, why does he need to know Allah Almighty? So these two are very important questions. And in this episode, inshallah, we shall deal with them in detail. The first question, that is, why do we need to know our Lord, is number one, that He has created us. The first reason why we need to know our Lord is that we have been created by the Creator. And that is the reason we need to know Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Quran, in Surah Mulk, Surah number 67, ayah number 2, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah says He has created life and death so that He may test us who is best in conduct. It is Allah who has given us life. That is the reason, number one, we need to know our Lord. If we don't know our Lord, then it would be definitely illogical. Because if we don't know the one who is close to us, like for example, is it not important to know your parents? Is it not important to know your children? Is it not important to know your beloved ones? The most important of all the creation, it is important to know, number one, the Creator, the one who has created us. So this is the first reason why we need to know Him. The second reason why we need to know our Lord is that we need to understand our purpose of life. How can we understand our purpose on the face of the earth without knowing the one who sent us? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He did not send us aimlessly, purposelessly. He has made us a purposeful creation, a meaningful creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Mu'minun, Surah number 23, ayat number 115, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we have not created you aimlessly. And do you think that you will not be returned to us? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked this rhetoric question, that you are here with a purpose. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says that you are here with a purpose. and you will return back to me. Now, what is the purpose that Allah has created? Allah says in Surah Dhariyat, Surah number 51, Ayat number 56, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have not created, and I have not created the jinn and the men except to worship me. This is the fundamental purpose of our existence in this world. And how do we know this purpose? Without knowing him. That is the reason. We need to know our Lord so that we may understand our own purpose of existence on the face of the earth. The third reason why we need to know him is because we need to do good. We need to act in a right way. We need to follow the guidance. And who can guide us better? Who can take us to the path which is desired by God Almighty other than God Almighty himself? We cannot have our own guidance as we have limited intelligence. We have limited wisdom. It is God Almighty who knows us best, as he is the creator. He will tell us about our guidance. And therefore, in order to know the guidance, in order to receive the guidance, we must know our Lord. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Baqarah, Surah number 2, Ayat number 185, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ هُدَى لِلنَّاسِ وَبَيِّنَاتٍ مِّنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ. شَهْر Ramadan, the month of Ramadan, it was the month in which Allah has sent the Quran as a guidance for the whole of humanity and as a criterion to judge right from wrong. So the third reason why we need to know God Almighty is to receive his guidance. Point number four, why we need to know God Almighty is because we need to do good on the face of the earth. The good is a relative term. What is good for me may not be good for you, or what is bad for some people may not be bad for others. Who is to decide what is good and bad? Who can decide what is good and bad? Who can say that alcohol is good or bad? Who can say in the time of turmoil, in the time of confusion, people, they think alcohol is good. But some people, they say that it is prohibited. So who is to decide what is good and bad for the people? It is God Almighty. It is God Almighty who will decide what is good and bad. So in order to understand what is good, we need to know God Almighty. Allah says in the Quran, in Surah Zumar, Surah number 39, Ayah number 41, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we have revealed this book to you in truth for instructing mankind, for instructing mankind. So he who takes benefit from this benefits himself, and the one who stays away, he harms himself. So this is another reason why we need to know Allah Almighty, is that we must do good, the good as defined by God Almighty. Otherwise, we'll be in chaos. The other reason why we need to do, why we need to know our Lord, is we need to abandon bad. As we said, the bad for some may not be bad for someone else. So who is to decide? The best judge, the best one to decide what is bad is our all-loving creator, our Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the reason. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of his tremendous mercy, Allah has sent Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a guide for us to follow in all areas of life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the reason he says in the Quran, in Surah Hadid, Surah Hashr, Surah number 59, Ayat number 7. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Hashr, Surah number 59, ayat number 7, take what Prophet has given you and leave what Prophet has prohibited you. So we need to have the standard set by the Creator, what is good and bad. And that is the reason. We need to know Allah Almighty. The last reason why we need to know God Almighty is that we need to be grateful to Him. How can we be grateful to Him without knowing Him? If we don't understand, if we don't comprehend the power, the glory, the greatness, the might, the wisdom, the grace, the bounty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, how can we be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And this is basically very important for us to be grateful to God Almighty. For He is the one who has given us countless blessings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Quran, in Surah Nahl, Surah number 16, ayat number 18, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you were to start counting the favors, the bounties, the blessings of Allah, you will never be able to count them. We, the creation, will never be able to count the great blessings, the bounties, the favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. So in order to be grateful to Allah, we need to know Him. These are the reasons why we need to know our God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. More importantly, it is the fundamental command from our Creator to know Him in various places, as we have covered some portion of it in the last episodes. The command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as mentioned in Surah Baqarah, Surah number 2, ayat number 235, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ حَلِيمٌ. And know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is oft forgiving and most merciful. So in order to fulfill the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we need to know Him. Don't go away. We will come back after a break and we will discuss the second question, that is, how do we know our Lord? Stay tuned.
Who created the moon?
He's Allah Almighty.